Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Welcome to News for the Soul's 20th anniversary broadcast series. News for the Soul, the longest running spiritual empowerment and exploration broadcast in North America, started its 21st year in January 2018, and we're just getting warmed up. It's time to take it to the next level, exploring the edge of human consciousness and possibility on planet Earth in our 21st year with founder and journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm. What's really real and what's really possible? That is what we want to know. So if you're ready to find out together, get ready for life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. Platinum Edition, here is News for the Soul.
Next on the News for the Soul Radio Network, it's the Whole Health Initiative with Dr. Holly. With more degrees than a thermometer, Dr. Holly's PhDs include psychology, nutrition, natural medicine, advanced Ayurvedics, and more. Dr. Holly is a scientist, the author of 17 books, and a professional international speaker. She also sees and works with energy, and she's here now to help you achieve complete optimal health. Welcome, Dr. Holly, to News for the Soul.
And we are live. In fact, we're both sitting here together today. I'm with Dr. Holly for the full hour. She is going to be doing a demonstration of the Asira machine we've heard so much about. And we've been on a bit of a health journey, return to health journey for the last couple of months. So I thought I would actually share this with you, and so that you can actually understand how cool this Asira process is. And I've always said it from the beginning, it's, well, I call it Star Trek shit because it's, you know, comparatively of the process you go through going to a mainstream medical appointment versus what happens here. To me, this is how it should be. So why don't you maybe give an intro on the Asira? Let me know when I should be picking up the toggles there. And
hi everybody. Thanks for listening today. And like Nicole said, we're going to do a process of, or share with you how I proceed through a session. We'll do both an introduction to how I would do a first session, which normally takes an hour and a half to 2 hours, and then follow that through with a follow-up session like we are going to do with Nicole today. This is kind of exciting doing this on the internet. First off, the Asira, as we've explained before, what it does is assess thousands and thousands and thousands of variables, right down to your genetics, all your chromosomes. It can assess all your acupuncture points, all your vertebrae, your teeth, all the hormones, enzymes, toxins, et cetera, in your body. It just does a phenomenal, it even does psychological profiling, which has just been incredulously accurate from my perspective, having been a psychologist for 20 years. As you know, I left the College of Psychologists because I thought they were so far behind. I needed to do some other things. But going back and assessing things with this is just incredibly accurate. So what it does is, like many systems, you hold on to two rods. The difference being is that most systems, at least all the ones I've gone through, over 32 different systems before I decided on purchasing the Asira almost 10 years ago, what they do is they assess the skin conductance and electrical skin conductance when you hold them. The Asira is significantly different. First off, the physicist that created the Asira, he created the heart monitor for open heart surgery and subsequently a number of different tools and protocols for both OR and ER. And about 30, 25 years ago, he was asked to work with real medicine as opposed to synthetic, i.e. Western conventional medicine. And subsequent to that, he created biofeedback systems, he created laser acupuncture, just all kinds of different systems. I think he had 14 all told, if I remember correctly. And this is basically his mothership. And what it does, as opposed to just measuring skin conductance, is it sends patterns of sine waves at a homeopathic level right down to the photons in your body. So what is a photon? If you think of an atom, remember back in grade 8 physics and chemistry. You learned that an atom had a nucleus in it with an electron, a proton, and a neutron circling around it. And depending on the proton, electron, neutron determined what kind of a compound it was. Well, each of those electron, protons, and neutrons are made up of different types of photons. There's over 50 different types of photons now recognized, and they're basically what's understood that translate energy into matter. So what the SIRA does is it sends frequencies right down to the photons. They go in through the right hand and come back out through the left. The difference between the two tells us what's going on in the body. So it's quite unique in that system. Actually, it's kind of funny because when Dr. Joe created it, all the protocols and everything, he created with different types of editing problems in it, from spelling errors, etc. And he did that because he knew that people would try to copy it. And you could always tell when the copymates were there because of the editing issues that he created in his first one. So there are a few out there that have attempted to replicate the protocol, but we have the original accurate one that's here. Actually, it's been updated, and I can't think of what the name. I'm trying to think while I'm talking, what's the name of the updated one? The reason they updated it was the original SIRA was recognized and recommended by the FDA. They didn't bother going through the Canadian Health Association because Joe thought that was just totally out to lunch. There was no purpose in it because of how our Canadian Health Association works, but it is utilized in many countries around the world. Subsequently, Joe put it through other universities, tested it for other things, and found out it could do even more than what he thought it could do originally. So he submitted all the new research to the FDA to get it further recognized. And they said, yep, no problem. The research is phenomenally good. But you're going to have to change the name, change the packaging, and up the price for it. Well, he said that, you know, why would we do that? It's the same machine. We just know it can do more accurately than we thought before. And they said, nope, that's what you have to do. So he actually fought it with lawyers for a year and a half and finally gave up, wasting all his money. It didn't seem to be appropriate, and he wasn't getting anywhere. So he did create a new one. The only difference is that it doesn't have the electrical cord. It's Wi-Fi, if you want, from the machine to the computer. That's the only difference. He designed the packaging has a different label on it, a different color, and he charged $50 more. So rather than $15,000, it's $15,050, thus meeting all the criterion for the FDA. So that's the background on the SIRA, and that's what we use to assess. Now, when we first bring you in, when Nicole first came to see me, actually the first time was
Two sessions ago.
5 years ago, yeah. 4 years ago, something like that. what we do in the first session is while I'm running a huge number of tests on you, I'm also doing if you want a more Western conventional medicine style of diagnostics, except rather than taking 8 minutes, we take about an hour. We go through all your different systems in the body, from the endocrine to the central nervous system, the gut system, the muscular system, and all the different organs, your kidneys, your liver, adrenals, et cetera, trying to figure out what is the underlying cause. Now, my belief system is if we can figure out what the underlying cause is and correct it at that level, then typically the body can engage in its own natural healing processes. And I'm a big believer that the body is designed to heal. We need to get egos, money, toxins out of the way and provide it with the nutrients it needs, and the body will reengage most of the time, as far as I'm concerned, all the time, will reengage in its natural healing processes, and that might take some psychological work as well and energetic work. We work on all levels. I've said before, I see energy. I've taken all the courses from Reiki through the Theta, so we work with energy as well. So we work on all the different levels, bringing the body back into a healthy balance so the body can re-engage in its natural healing processes. So unlike many other practitioners, I don't give a whole lot of supplements and nutrients. I've had people say, shoot, I was taking 25 with the naturopath I was seeing before. How come I'm only taking 2 with you? I only want to give the body, I don't want to overwhelm it, number one. If it's already in a compromised position, you really don't want to overwhelm it. You want to give it what it basically needs to start redoing what it's supposed to do. I don't want to do it for the body. I want the body to reengage in what it's doing. So that's a bit of the background on where I'm coming from with the SIRA and what I do during the first session. Why don't we go back to Nicole for a minute, and she can give you a brief outlay this time of what she came in 2 months ago.
Yeah, this is the third
session.
So
about every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Or 4 weeks.
I think it's been once a month, actually.
We'll get Nicole just to give you a brief overview of what she came in with 2 months ago and then what we've done since that time.
Mm-hmm. So I had systemic infections going on in, I can't remember all the liver infection.
Blood
infection. And gut. And this was like recurring constantly. I think the thing that made me go, wait, why am I doing this and go to Dr. Holly, was that I kept getting antibiotics. I mean, strong antibiotics and without a thought, oh, you need another antibiotic. Like no thought as to, gee, isn't that a lot of like how, you know, being constantly on an antibiotic might be wrong and detrimental. And, you know, I was literally freaking out. I thought, wait, let's go see Dr. Holly. So she was able to put me on this machine, find all the places that were infected and what was going on. I also had a really horrible pain in my liver area that was constant 24/7 for months almost while all that was going on. And that's now gone. It's been a couple months since we started going. I literally bailed on all the medical appointments I had, all the specialists, I literally bailed on the whole thing and went all in. I kept texting Dr. Holly going, you sure this is going to be okay? Because, you know, we're so programmed around, especially when it's infection, and taking the tonics and trusting that would help the infection. When I'm so programmed around, oh, that's a line, you know, when you must go to a mainstream medical doctor and get an antibiotic or else, that was scary to do. But I thought, that's it. Not getting anywhere going the other way. So I've done nothing but just take what you've given me and doing these follow-up tests and a lot better.
Excellent. Okay. I'm just actually going to go back, if that's okay with you. I just thought of it. When you first came to see me several years ago, you were having migraines 2 and 3 times a week and having a real difficult time with a lot of pain in your neck and a lot of energy issues at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And with the Asyra, we programmed for you a homeopathic.
Oh, that's right.
And you phoned up, I've used this as an example a few times with other clients having similar issues, that you phoned up in 2 weeks, almost in tears. And I'm going, oh my God, what the hell happened? And you were so excited because you'd gone for 2 weeks without a migraine and without any pain. And yet you'd been to acupuncture, you had a MRI, you had done a number of different things trying to correct that back then.
I forgot about that. That was a long time ago.
And just with a homeopathic, we were able to correct an awful lot. We gave you some supplements, I think for the gut, if I remember.
Yeah.
But
that was
the migraine and the headaches and all the stuff that went along with that, we were able to eliminate
that was
quite
profound.
Quickly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's start today. When I first see someone, I go through your medical history, I go through your perception of what's happened in your body as well as psychologically. We look at everything from your nervous system, your eyes, your ears, your nose, your immune system, your endocrine system, your cardiovascular system, we go through your kidneys, livers. I ask a ton of questions, giving you just symptoms without you necessarily understanding why I'm asking about those symptoms. And we go through about 12 pages of questions that I can get information from you. I also go through your diet. I go through your family history, trying to figure out what all might be impacting as we're. Most of us know you can have an awful lot of issues go sideways in the body. And I'm just going to have to turn my phone off here. Sorry about that. We have a lot of systems go sideways in the body. The body has a huge number of ways to compromise. So we might not have symptoms until very late in the game. And in fact, in Ayurvedic medicine, as much as your Vata, Pitta, Kapha, your different metabolisms are looked at, it's also looked at 6 stages of dysfunction. And when we compare the 6 stages of dysfunction in Ayurvedic medicine to Western conventional medicine, it's only when your body's going from stage 5 into stage 6 that Western medicine can identify the issue.